The story is told of a new rabbi who came to a shul, and he decided on his maiden voyage, his first brosha, to talk about something that would be mechazik, to strengthen the tzibur, strengthen the community. So he starts talking about Shabbos. Obviously, the community weren't holding by Shabbos, Nebuch, they'd all been driving their cars to shul. So the president came to Nathan and says, "Rabbi, do me a favor, maybe ease off Shabbos. You know, just maybe don't push that agenda too hard." Fine. Next week he stands up and starts giving a drosha about kashrus. Chiva kosher. Again, the president comes in and says, "Rabbi, do me a favor, you know, maybe not kashrus. You know, not everyone's holding kashrus, not really. It's a bit sensitive, a bit of a sensitive issue." Comes next week, fine. He starts talking about Taras HaMishpacha. Again, the president comes in and says, "Rabbi, again, I'm really sorry to in any way upset you or knock you off course over here, but maybe it's not the best thing to talk about." He said, "Listen, I can't talk about Shabbos. I can't talk about kashrus. I can't talk about Taras HaMishpacha. What do I talk about?" So the president said, "Talk something about Judaism. Talk about something Jewish." In this week's parashas, Achrimos Kedoshim, there are many, many, many mitzvahs. Many, many mitzvahs. And there's a lot of very nice mitzvahs that is sometimes easier to talk about. Yeah, there's Kibbud Av Va'em, there's Hatzarecho Kamoicho, there is Nekima Natira, bearing a grudge, taking revenge. There's Shabbos, there's looking after guests, all beautiful mitzvahs. But I think what we should be talking about is not necessarily Judaism. I want to talk about probably the most difficult mitzvah in this week's Sedra. And it's probably the most difficult mitzvah b'chlal in today's society. And that is the first mitzvah in the parasha Kedoshim to you. V'dabar Hashem Moshe Leim, v'dabar el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. It's a perek yutes, pasuk aleph beis. V'amarta aleihem, and tell them, Kedoshim to you, you should be Kodosh. Ki Kodosh ani Hashem lekeichem, because I am Kodosh ani Hashem lekeichem. So obviously, there are many, many, many diyukim in this pasuk. Firstly, why does it say "daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael"? Usually, the pasuk says "v'daber Hashem Moshe Leim", "daber el b'nei Yisrael". What is this "el kol adas b'nei Yisrael"? To all the congregation of Klal Yisrael. Who else? What are you coming to marabit over here? What are you coming to include that the Torah doesn't usually say everywhere else? So Rashi immediately picks up on that, and Rashi says, the first Rashi, "daber b'nei Yisrael melamed shenemra parashas u'bahakel". This parasha of Kedoshim was said in the Hakel, "Mipnei shiroiv gufei Torah tluim by", because there's most of gufei Torah, because most of the basic fundamentals of Torah is in Parashas Kedoshim. So what Rashi is saying over here is that Parashas Kedoshim was said at Hakel. What is Hakel? Hakel is a mitzvah to bring men, women, and children into one huge area, and they are addressed altogether. The mitzvah of Kedoshim is said in the Hakel. The shaila is, why was this week's parasha, why is Kedoshim mentioned in Hakel? There's many parashas that have as many mitzvahs, if not more, Parashas Mishpatim, Parashas Ki Seitze. Why is it Kedoshim, Dafka, that is supposed to be said in Hakel? Why Daba Kodas B'nei Yisrael, when it comes to Kedoshim, it should be talked about? Secondly, what is Bishat V'amarat Aleim, tell Klal Yisrael, now you're talking to people over here, tell Klal Yisrael, Kedoshim to you, be Kodosh. Now, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell Klal Yisrael to be Kodosh. You know what? You know why? Because I'm Kodosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right. You're God, and we're humans, right? You have no taiva, we have. So be Kodosh because I'm Kodosh. It doesn't seem to fit the reasoning. Yeah, Ki Kodosh. Kodoshim to you, although I'm Kodosh, what's that Kodoshim to you? And what does it mean, Ani Hashem Elikechem? You can turn the mask on whenever you want. What does it mean, Ani Hashem Elikechem? Kigdashim to you, I'm okay. Kigdashim to you, Kikodosh, Ani Hashem Elikechem. What is this continuation? I know who you're talking about. Kigdashim to you, Posh Kudasei. But Martin, Kigdashim to you, Kikodosh Ani. What's Ani Hashem Elikechem, Ani Hashem Elikechem? What's Peshat over here? Okay, so let's focus firstly on what is Peshat in Kedoshim to you? Let's understand Kedoshim. What does it mean? So Rashi says, Kedoshim to you, says Rashi, Heva Purushim min harayis min avera. be porush, be separated from avroyes and from avera. Why? So Rashi kol mokon shatu moitze geder ervo at moitze kedusha. Wherever you find a geder, a wall, a boundary, a separation between arayas, automatically you find kedusha. And he brings a whole list of proofs. So therefore, kedushin tiyus, says Rashi, is separate yourself from kedusha. How? Why? When? Rashi doesn't explain. Okay. We'll see soon a very, very important point for Moshe. Rashi doesn't explain. The Ramban is chiduk, and the Ramban holds kedushin tiyus is a famous Ramban of Kodesh Atzmucha B'Mutaloch. In other words, says Ramban, if you go through the previous parashas, we can learn to be a Jew, and keeping the mitzvahs, not to eat chaza in Parashas Shemini, not to eat shirotzim, there's a halacha of keeping Shabbos, one can actually be a Jew according to the halachas of the Torah until we come to this mitzvah. Says Ramban, if a person, till now, until this mitzvah, if a person has, you know, a kilo of steak every night for supper, and a nice Mahadrim bottle of Mavushal wine, top notch stuff, fantastic, he's not being over any Issa Min HaTorah until now. Says a Ramban, over here is a mitzvah Kadoshim Tiyu, means Kadosh Atzmucha B'Mutaloch, sanctify yourself with even those things that are technically halachically mutter. There's no halachic problem, there's no shaila with the kashrus of this, there's no shaila whether it's permitted or not. It is permitted. But there's a certain element of kedusha that is required to make yourself kodesh and not to be a glut kosher goy. That's the idea, not to be a glut kosher goy. You get people, unfortunately, who are very careful about hechsherim, but they've completely lost focus on gashmis controls their life. Is there any issa to that? No, until we get to this mitzvah kodeshim to you. There's a chiyuv to separate yourself. Now this again is very difficult. And we're speaking, Rabbi Yisai, we're speaking, let's be honest, we're speaking in a generation today where the nisyonos, the trials and tribulations, the world, and I'm not an old man, right? But within the last few years, the nisyonos, the challenges a person has of kedusha, is something which has multiplied in tens of thousands from 20, 30 years ago. Even from 20 years ago. Poshut, you know, one lives in the world today of the internet. And internet used to be where the internet was confined to a computer, to a desktop computer or a laptop, right? And then you have today's modern generations, you have the fourth generation, fifth generation mobile phones, where you have the iPhones and you have the iPads and you have Wi-Fi and you have all this stuff, and you can mamish at any given moment a person can enter into a world as distant from kedusha as one could possibly imagine, and that's easily accessible. The nisyonos that Klal Yisrael have had of keeping kedusha has never been as strong as it is today. Never, it never, it never has been. You know, if a person, Rachman and someone, wanted to do an Aveira, he had to go and he had to leave town, and Ram said he'd dress up in Shchurim. And this is what a person on his phone, a person in the middle of end of Shemana Esri, before Chazal Shabbos, a person can enter into Gehenna. There's no, the Nisyonos are that much worse. And one can't imagine how worse it will be, and it actually becomes worse and worse. And it's extremely, extremely difficult to keep this mitzvah. Extremely difficult. And still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah for the Netzach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this Torah that is not going to change. And he expects from us, even today, to be Kedoshim to you. So I want to understand exactly how one does that. And what is expected from us? The Dublin Maggid says a fantastic moshul. The Dublin Maggid says, Shat in the Posuk, he says there was once a big gevir, a very wealthy man, who was looking only for the best suitor for his daughter. And he went and he searched from one yeshiva to the other to find the biggest masmid, the guy who learns day and night, he has the best head, he's a boy who shines above his friends, and eventually after many, many months of travelling from yeshivas to yeshiva, eventually he found the masmid. A boy who learnt Yom and Valayla, day and night, he sat and he studied. This boy was fantastic. Fine. Speaks to the Rosh Hashiva, and the Rosh Hashiva is only too happy to give him to this very, very wonderful man. And he said, listen, I don't obviously live in a place of Torah, but I'm happy to take this son-in-law back, and I'll support him. He can live off my table. I'll give him everything he possibly needs to learn. He can just sit and learn, and that will be my greatest pleasure, to support somebody in Torah. Fine. The boy obviously meets a girl, they get married, and he brings back this boy into his home. And he buys him a big library, he's got plenty of svarim. And not long after he arrives at his father-in-law's home, learning gets less and less. And he starts enjoying life, and he starts taking walks, and he starts taking up golf. And slowly, his learning goes down from 12 hours a day to 11, to 10, to 9. And he learns 3 hours a day in the morning. Say he learned 3 hours in the morning. Afternoon, he's there making some money. Evening, he's doing business. And he's doing a bit of entertaining. And his father-in-law is terribly disappointed. He goes to him and says, what are you doing? He says, what kind of thing is this? He says, what do you mean? Look at me. I'm the only person in the Beis Medrash in the morning. There's no other person in the entire Beis Medrash. I'm sitting there learning 3 hours a day. You get maybe Yankel and Shmerel come along between Mincha Maariv 20 minutes and they learn about Ein Yaakov. I'm the biggest smashman in town. What are you talking about? You got tainas on me? I'm 20 times better than everyone else. I can learn in 3 hours, but people can't learn in 3 years. So what are you complaining about? So father says, no, you don't understand. I didn't bring you to this city in order to be the masmid of this city. I brought you to be in this city to be the masmid of all the yeshivas that you left. I expect you to be the same level of hasmada, of learning, as the yeshivas that people learn Yom Valayla, day and night. To get somebody to be the masmid of the city, that's easy, I can get anybody to do that. I expected you to retain those levels of kedusha, those levels of hasmada, those levels of learning that you had previously when you left the yeshiva. Says the Dubna Magid, we say Ribbono Shel Olam. You want us to be Kodosh? We Kodosh! Compare us to any person on the street. Compare us. I'm not talking about the Goyim. I'm talking about Yidden who aren't necessarily learning Torah. Look at what Kedusha we have. Look what Tznius we have. You know, what do you want from us? What do you want from us? We want more. I'm doing very well. Look, compare this generation. Where are we holding? Incredible. This generation is full of Nisyonis. What do you want from us to do more than this? I'm so much better than anyone else on the street. Said the Kodesh Baruch Hu, no. Da'be'a koladas b'nei Yisrael. V'marta le'em. Kedoshim tiyu. I want it to be Kodesh. To what level? Ki Kodesh ani Hashem alekeichem. To levels of Kedusha that I expect. Ani Hashem alekeichem. In other words, don't compare yourself to the drunkard on the street. Compare yourself to levels of Kedusha, knowing that you are a child of Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki Kodesh ani Hashem alekeichem. Your aspiration to Kedusha should be to be aspire like the Ribbono Shel Olam's Kedusha. And that is something incredibly difficult. And it's so hard that I don't even know why I'm giving share on this. You know, how does one do such a thing? How does one become Kodosh in a generation like there is today? And I wouldn't give the share unless I saw Or Chaim HaKodesh. Or Chaim HaKodesh says, why is there a mitzvah to give this parsha? Da'be'al koladas b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem kodeshim tiyu. Why is this parasha said in Hakel? Why is this parasha said in the Hakel? To tell us that don't think for one moment that the mitzvah of Kedusha is a mitzvah that is for a select few in a generation. Oh, we have the tzaddikim, we have the gedolim, we have the mashkichim, the rashivas, but me, it doesn't apply to me. No. There's a chiyuv to deal with this mitzvah in Hakel that every man, woman and child has a shaychus to this mitzvah. Every person has a capacity to connect with this mitzvah to some level. To join with his koichus, with his nisyonus, with his challenges, with his potential to be able to become more Kodesh. And therefore in every generation, every person has a capacity to become more Kodesh. And appreciating Kedusha, knowing what Kedusha is, can change a person's life. I spoke once to a person who came from a particular city in America, and I asked him what made him become from. What encouraged him? What inspired him to become from? And he said, you won't believe it. He says, I was once sitting in a particular rough area in a certain place in America. And not far from there, there's a shul. A very small shul. And I was sitting in my car, speaking on my phone. And I was outside. My car was parked outside a particular shop that is far from being tznius. And I was speaking on my phone, I wasn't religious at all, and I saw a bocher walk out of the shul, and as he came towards this particular store, he crossed the road, and he carried on. And I was amazed, why should he do that? What for? What makes him do that? It's nice the other side of the road. Well, why? Why should he do that? And it bothered me. Would I do that? And why is he different to me? Until I realized that the difference between him and me is Kedusha. It's all about Kedusha. He is aware there's an aspect called Kedusha, and I'm not aware. What is Kedusha? And it worked me up to such an extent that I started learning, and Baruch Hashem, this person is certainly one of the Anshei Kodosh. There's no doubt this person has tremendous levels of Kedusha. But the Kedusha is what made him great. I once was giving a shir in a particular place, and they asked me, at a particular juncture, not to speak about Goyim and Yidden. You can speak about anything else, but speak about Judaism, right? But not being that Klal Yisrael, or not to speak that Klal Yisrael are somehow a Am Nivcho, yeah, is uncomfortable. I want to read you out a beautiful piece from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes this. And Dorash Moshe says as follows. What is the mitzvah of Kedoshim to you? Listen to this. Mitzvah asay the Kedoshim to you. Listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. This is a couple of lines. The mitzvah asay Kedoshim to you is Hainu sheyedu kol echod miYisrael shuhu kodosh bekedushas Yisrael. The mitzvah of Kedoshim to you is to know that you are kodosh. Know that you are kodosh. In other words, even without doing anything, just appreciating that we are Kodesh, that we have a special Kedusha that no other person in the world has unless they're a Jew or became a Jew, that is a mitzvah Kedoshim to you. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, if we don't understand that we are more special, if we don't understand that we are separated to be Kodesh, it will be impossible for us to do any mitzvahs. Before we do any mitzvah, we make Asher Kedushon mitzvah mitzivonu, and then we can do the mitzvah. First, Asher Kedushon, and know that you're Kodesh, and therefore, because we're separated, we can take ourselves out of the Olam HaGashmi and do a mitzvah. And that's Kedoshim to you. And that, the Orach Chaim says, is Shaykh to everyone of Klal Yisrael. Know what's expected from you. Know that in small nisyonos, one can do actions that can inspire oneself and can inspire different people and change the world. And that's Mr. Kedoshim to you. According to the Dubna Magid, that level of Kedusha is not relative to the generation you're in. There is an aspiration to become Kodesh to the extent of Kodesh Ni Hashem Lekeichem, to become totally Dovuk to Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a long way to go, but that is where we have to aspire. And the difficulty of this is such that the Orach Chaim says another point. The Orach Chaim says, we've already talked about the Averis, we already talked about the Arayis beforehand, what's Mutter and what's also what's permitted and what isn't. What is this parasha, what is Kedoshim to you adding over here? What are you adding? It says Orach Chaim HaKadosh. What we're adding over here is a mitzvah that we would not have otherwise. He says that Kedoshim to you, listen to this, Rabbi Yisai, it's fantastic. Until now, in order to fulfill the rotzen of Hashem, one has to be separated from arayos. In other words, the only way they really follow the mitzvah of Hashem is by not marrying the person Hashem forbade. Okay? Marrying a daughter. if one does that avera chas v'chalila, that's incest, that's osa. If one doesn't do it, someone hasn't done the avera, but there's no mitzvah. Okay? So too, marrying a mother-in-law, marrying a sister. All these halachas are those ideas, yes, that if one transgresses, one transgresses a negative mitzvah in the Torah. But nowhere does one receive schar for just sitting and doing nothing. Says a pasuk, Kadoshim Tiyu, is a pasuk that tells us, by even you sitting there, restraining yourself from doing a davar asa, that itself is a mitzvah. That means not if you transgress, you get an avera. The fight itself is a mitzvah. That's Kadoshim Tiyu. The Baruch Haim says it's a lashon from the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Yoshev Odom le'ova avera." The person sits and is not doing avera. Noisen le'schar ko'isa mitzvah. You get the schar as if you did a mitzvah, and therefore kedoshim to you is so great that the mitzvah, you get a mitzvah by doing nothing. That's how you learn it kipshutai. No other place in Torah do you get a mitzvah of doing nothing. When it comes to Kedusha, when it comes to a fight of doing Kodesh or not Kodesh, you get a mitzvah for doing nothing. That's how it always learned the Orach Haim. Yeah? You get a mitzvah for doing nothing. But this year, Baruch Hashem, I found a beautiful piece from Rav Shimon Schwab. And that gives a whole new understanding in how a person gets schar for doing nothing. He says like this. It's a bit of a longish piece. You have to understand this carefully. He says, if you look through any Birchas HaMitzvahs, or Birchas HaShvach, yeah, Birchas HaMitzvahs, yeah, the mitzvah you're doing requires a bracha beforehand. For example, a person shakes a lulav, Asheke Lishon Mitzvah Mitzvahonu, Alantilas Lulav. So you're doing a positive action of shaking a lulav, you make a bracha beforehand, correct? Yeah? A person puts on tefillin, he makes a bracha. He says, we find a case where you're not doing any action and you make a bracha. What's that?
Yeshiva sukkah.
No, that's the midst of going into sukkah and sitting in a sukkah.
Okay.
That's leaving your house and going into a sukkah. Which bracha of Birchas HaMitzvahs, he learns his Birchas HaMitzvahs, does one make that is based on not doing something? If you go to a chuppah, in the Sadek Kedushin, she'osa lona es ha'aroyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us la'aroyos, certain aroyos, also to us, v'hit lonu es ha'nesuos lona de'ichupa v'kedushin. There's a bracha on the issa of aroyos. Do you understand that? There's a bracha on not doing something. Ask Rav Shimon Schwab, where do we find a case where the Torah or the Rabbanon make a mitzvah on not doing something, on a passive act? Where do you find such a case? He said, in fact, there's certain mitzvahs that anything that's done in the machshava, you don't make a bracha on. Do you understand? Something that's based on the machshava, you don't make a bracha on. For example, why do we make a bracha? Asher kedushon mitzvah tzvonu likroi kriya shema. Why do we make a bracha on kriya shema? Kriya shema is a mitzvah deraisa. So why do we make a bracha beforehand? The teretz is that the main part of Kriya Shema is Hirahur Balev, is internalizing the message of Achdus Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Something that is based on Machshava, yes, you don't make a bracha on. We don't make a bracha on not eating chomets, on beer chomets, on not eating chomets, a chedek of not eating chomets. Why? Because it's toilet on Machshava. Of the idea is to get rid of the chomets in our mind, right? In other words, something that is toilet on Machshava, you don't make a bracha on. So therefore, this is a very, very strange mitzvah. The mitzvah of Aroyos is a mitzvah that you're not doing anything. It's based on your machshava, and you make a bracha. Where else do you find such a thing? Because we're talking about not doing the ma'aser avera itself.
And getting married, so it's ma'aser. You're not doing a ma'aser.
We're not making a bracha on getting married. Making the bracha on the issa of aroyos, she oslan es aroyos, and a kodesh baruch is matiritz v'chupa v'kedushin. Yeah, but the bracha is based on the fact that a roya is asa. Where do you find a case where you're making a bracha on not doing something, right? And it's based on the machshava. So what's the machshava here? The machshava here is hirhu. The machshava over here is not chas v'shalom being maharher thinking about a roya sa asa. And that is based on machshava, right? You understand? You're not talking about a person doing the isa royas. You're talking about a person thinking about the erva, right? And the Torah makes that also, and you're making a bracha on that. When you make a bracha on not doing something, that's a Torah on machshava. Says Rashi Shvab, you know why? Because the Torah reckons the struggle to focus our mind on Kedusha is as if it's a miser itself. It's an actual miser. The Torah reckons this as a miser. It's not a machshava. And therefore, this is like every other case where you make a bracha on a miser. In any other case, you don't make a bracha machshava, because it's only a machshava. When it comes to kedusha, when it comes to focusing our mind, keeping our thoughts pure, that, says Rav Shimon Shvab, is nechshav kemaisa. And therefore you make a bracha on that. And he says, he brings a raya. He says, very interestingly, if you look in the Seres of Dibros, yeah, it says many, many differences between the Luchas Rishonis, Luchas Shnius. Okay, listen to this. This is Rav Shimon Shvab here says that. He says, Luchas Rishonis, it says, Leisach Moid Beis Reachel. Leisach Moid Beis Reachel. Do not desire, yeah, as it were, the house of your friend. Do not desire any of these things, whether it's Beis Re'echel, Eishes Re'echel, Avdoi, Mosse Shoyer, etc. Okay? That's in Perik Chof Posse Yudalad in Shemois. In Luchos Shniyos, it says, Leisachmoit Eishes Re'echel, the same as it said in Luchos Rishonis. Then it says, Leisisave Beis Re'echel. Do not have a taiva for Beis Re'achos day of Avodoy, etc. The end of the pasuk. So why, by Luchos Rishonis, that it put Leisachmoid in one big group, Luchos Shniyos, it uses the same language of Leisachmoid by Eishes Re'echel alone, or the others it said Leisis Ave. On that, the Rambam is brought down. The Rambam holds that Leisachmoid, the Is of Leisachmoid, of being desiring somebody else's item within the din of leisachmoid applies a dafka if I actually do an action in order to acquire the other person's possessions because of my desire that I have it. In other words, if I just think about the other person's car and I don't do an action to buy a car like him or encourage him to sell it to me or something like that, I'm not being over the issa leisachmoid. However, in Luchos Shniyos, the Torah is adding on something that even the thought, the taiva, the desire without doing an action is also asa. So Luchos Rishonis only talks about the action you do once you're jealous. Luchos Shniyos tells us that even that without the action, the taiva itself is wrong. Just the desire itself is wrong. That's how most Rishonim learn, definitely Sachmoid and Lotus Ave. If so, Rabbi Yisrael asked Rosh Hashanah Fal Hirsh, why does it bring Leisachmoid separately by Luchos Shniyos? Why doesn't it say Leisis Aveh by the Isha as well? Right? The teretz is, the Luchos Shniyos is dafka differentiating between an action and a thought. In other words, Luchos Rishonis says Leisachmoid is all talking about action. Comes along Leisis Aveh to tell me there's even an Issa in Machshava, that even Machshava without an action is also Asa. When it comes to Eishes Re'acha, it's not just ever a Machshava. It's as if it's a Maisa.
There's no need to have any.
And therefore there's no halacha to say, you should know, that not only the action is Asa, but the Machshava by itself is Asa. A machshava by itself, just thinking about the other person's car, the other person's house, that desire itself is also machshava. That tells them that machshava believe itself is also. But when it comes to Eishes Re'acha, it's never just a machshava believe. It's always as if the action is actually done. And therefore, Lisachmoid is never a situation where it is never an action by Eishes Re'achel. It never becomes that just the Machshava itself is also a cause, but when it comes to Eishes Re'achel, it's always a Maisa. And therefore, Eishes Avet does not come along to add on that even a thought without the action is also, because there's never a thought without the action. And therefore, says Rav Shimon Schwab, is why we make a bracha on Sha'oslan Esaroyos, Pitlon Esaroyos Lanu. Why do you make that bracha? Because it's based on an action. The struggle that one has in today's society to disassociate ourselves with the pritzus of the world, to keep the kedusha within ourselves, to not be affected by the mocking of the world, is actually a full-time fight. It's an action. It's something that is real. It's something that is a real, it is a positive fight. The Divrei Yecheskel, the Shinova says, Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says, Kol mokin sh'ata moitza gede ervo ata moitza kedusha. Everywhere we find a gede ervo, you find kedusha. But the Chassidus of Pshat, he says like this. He says, normally, in order to get geshmak, in order to enjoy, to get pleasure within a fulfillment of doing something, it's dafke if I perform a mitzvah. If I do a mitzvah, I say krishma nicely, I shake a lulav. Very rarely, or never, kimat, yeah, does one get any pleasure of not doing an avera. Yeah, doesn't get pleasure not doing an avera. You haven't done anything, you just haven't done the avera. He says, however, when it comes to arayis, he says, shekol mokin sh'ata moitza gede ervo. Whenever you find yourself in a gede ervo, making yourself a barrier against arayis, ata moitza kedusha, you actually positively find yourself feeling good. You find kedusha there. You actually feel that there's a struggle there, and you've overcome something, and you actually feel the kedusha you wouldn't actually find. At Maitse Kedusha, you can feel the Kedusha, it is tangible, because actually, according to what we just said, there is a positive struggle that makes it as if it's an action. A Machshava is an action when it comes to Kedusha. And that is why it is so difficult, because the Yetzirah is not just playing around with Machshava. He knows if a person is able to be twisted and is not careful with Machshava, it's as if an action has been done. And that's very, very, very difficult. Today especially, it's very difficult. Or Chaim HaKadosh says, it's possible. How does one do it, says Ramesha, knowing the Kedusha that we have. Knowing that if we realize who we are, Sheikh Kedushonu, then we can keep any mitzvah. Kedoshim Tiyu is the focus on knowing what a Klal Yisrael is all about. Let's bring two more points. Kedusha does not mean separation. Kedusha does not mean being separated from the tzibur. If you want kedusha, fine, that's it. I live in a little base medrash and have nothing to the outside world. That's not kedusha. The Chasam Sefer says, why is this mitzvah said in Hakel? Where is Hakel? Was Hakel said in the base medrash? Hakel was said where in the whole of Klal Yisrael are there. Your kids are running around. Yeah, you schlepped along the wife and the kids and everything's there. Why is it all about to tell me that the kedusha we require is not a kedusha where you're sitting amongst just in a base medrash by yourself? The kedusha that we're talking about is you being involved in society, is being absolutely married with children, taking care of the needs of the family, playing with your kids, knowing and focusing on the needs of the society, looking after one's wife, not forgetting her birthday, not forgetting her anniversary. That is chelik of kedusha. I think it was Rav Ruderman, Zeichus Hadik Levroch. I think it was an Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur. Just after Mincha, he asked his I think it's the story of Rav Ruderman. He asked his Talmud to take him. He needs to buy something from the store. So he thought the Rebbe's going to take me to a Sfarim shop, stop me to get a nice machzor. He said, no, stop here. Goes outside the store. There's a flower shop. He buys a bouquet of flowers and comes back in the car and brings it back. He said, what's going on? He said, my wife's birthday today. Rebbe on the Kedusha, on Erev Yom Kippur, that's what you're thinking about? Yes, that is Kedusha. Kedusha is not separating yourself, living in a monastery, in an ashram with a begging bowl. That's not what it's all about. Adarabba, Kedusha is dafka in a place within society, and therefore dafka in a hakel do we talk about Kedusha. With the wife, with the kids, with everyone all together, that is where you keep Kodesh. Kedusha is all about thinking about other person. The Rishimon Shkop talks about this. So the ultimate Kedusha is every action you do is focused on how it can be made to the other person. That is Kedusha. That is Kedusha's ultimate Kedusha. And that's Peshat over here. He says, the Ksav Sefer says, Dabel kol das bnei Yisrael, amat aleihem, kedoshim tiyu, be kodosh. So you'd think Kedusha means separate yourself entirely. He says, no. Ki kodosh ani, I am kodosh. What kind of kedusha am I? Kodosh. Kodosh Baruch Hu, kodosh. Shem Tzavakos. But still, maloi chala oretz kavodoi. He is absolutely down to earth. He, as it were, connecting and focusing mashkiach on kolabrius. Hashem alekeichem. I am Hashem, your God. What's Hashem? What's alekeichem? Alekeichem is mashkiach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach proti in every single needs of every single one of Klal Yisrael. So on one hand, we've got to be kodosh. We've got to be separating kedushas of Rabbeinu Shlomo's kedusha. On the other hand, we've got to be totally integrated into society, knowing the needs of society, but keeping around this gather of kedusha wherever we go. It's an incredible difficult mitzvah, incredibly difficult, and it's impossible for a person to reach that overnight. It's something which requires probably one's entire life to reach a level of kedusha, but it's possible. Let's say about Ruchan Kanievsky. He can see, he can look at a kli and see if it's toivled or not. He can see if a kli is toivled by merely looking at it. You know what? I don't know if it's true or not. I have no idea. Maybe yes, maybe not. Maybe call me a litvak. I don't know. But those kind of hasagas, they don't say this about, you know, Obama. Right? They don't say this about the Pope. They say this about a person who is kodesh, who is a person who is involved in society, he knows exactly what's going on, he knows the nisyonos of the doyer, learning yom of a laila, he knows, he understands, and it's possible to reach kedusha. Are you going to say to me, well, you want to be like Reb Chaim Kanievsky? No. I don't know whether we can. I don't know whether we have it within ourselves to be able to. But what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says is, ultimately this mitzvah is a mitzvah that every single person can walk away and make a gedder for himself, a little bit kedusha than he has till now. This is Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is about knowing that we're Jewish, knowing that we're kodesh, we're separated, and using the kedusha to work on ourselves within the society. And we need society to help us. We build it. Baruch Hashem, we're living in a society that values kedusha. Going into the big bad world is incredible. You even go to the airport, and it's a whole different. It's a whole different world. It's a whole different planet. To walking around a shchuna, walking around a neighborhood that people value kedusha, but it's something that's expected from us, and not overnight. We can't change ourselves and the whole world overnight, but we can make steps towards kedusha. We can aspire towards this mitzvah. It's something that should chol echad ve'echad, noshim anoshim v'taf, and should be zoich be'ez Hashem to have this kedusha. You know, the Kotzker says two things. He says, "Daber kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'matan in kedusha to you." You take class on kedusha to you. What, are you crazy? Yeah, I can do it. I'm Hashem. I know. I'm Hashem. Nobody else can command me to do this, but I'm Hashem, I can. Yeah? Yeah? Number one. He said, another one, he says, the Pash starts Kedoshim to you, and it finishes the word, Demehem Bom. Yeah? It starts with the Kedoshim to you, it ends with the word, Demehem Bom. It should be, Demehem Bom, the blood is within it. Yeah? He said, I feel it over, it's ripped blood. Even if the blood pours from you, Kedoshim to you, be Kodesh. You know that, you know, the Kotzker was so Kodesh. He was so kodesh that towards the end of his life, he was once in a room, and somebody tried to sneak into him to hear what he was learning, and he opened the window silently. But he didn't hear. He was middle of the night, silently. He said, "Vermach de Fenster, close the window. The Welt stinkt. The world stinks. Close the window." He could smell the tumor from the outside. Right, Demey and Bomb. Basically, I don't think that we in any way underestimate what Demayim Bomb is. We know what Demayim Bomb is. We know what it means to live in a world that we're living in today. We live in a far more difficult world than the Kotzker lived in. There's no doubt about it. One cannot imagine the Nisyanus. It's kamat impossible to live the Nisyanus unless the understanding that Ramesha says, know that Klai Yisrael had the koyach to fight it. Know that we have within ourselves the Kedusha, that we are able to overcome this. And that is why the schar will be so much greater. And that is why Be'ezus Hashem will Be'ezus Hashem be back a hakel again. We are Kodesh. We should be proud of our Kedusha. We should be proud of the fight. The fight is a physical fight that we make a brocha on. And it should be all be zeichet to be Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Thank you.